I'm here. Hi.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us, Kelly Noakes. She is the Shared Earth Wildlife Attorney with the Western Resources Law Center. And she's here to talk about a really interesting thing that Nell and I have been saying. 13 years we've been doing this show, and we've talked to folks at your center, law center. We have never heard of something, a device called a cyanide bomb. And so we thought we would start there.
Yeah.
Give us a little background and history on what this device is and why it's used.
Sure. Well, unfortunately, you're not the first to tell me you've never heard of an N44 sodium cyanide bomb.
Yes.
But unfortunately, they are being deployed across our Western landscape and on primarily our public lands. And so an N44 is basically the sodium cyanide ejector device that's placed on public and private lands in order to control native predator populations. And primarily, the victims are coyotes. And the way this works is, you know, there's sodium cyanide is the pesticide active ingredient used in what's called an M44 device. And these devices, they're not actually bombs because no explosives are used. But instead, you know, an M44 uses a spring-loaded device that is screwed or pushed into the ground. And then this device is popped with a scented bait, which lures the animals in, such as coyotes, foxes, and other canines specifically, that it lures the animals to bite on the scented bait. And then once the animal's teeth clench on that bait, a spring shoots a pellet of sodium cyanide into the animal's mouth. And then this is where the sodium cyanide then combines with whatever available moisture is there, such as the saliva, to make a hydrogen cyanide gas. And that's then readily absorbed by the lungs, and it poisons the animal by inactivating an enzyme that's essential to mammalian cellular respiration. So that quickly leads to central nervous system depression, cardiac arrest, and respiratory failure. And this can occur within a matter of minutes after an animal has triggered one of these devices.
So it's rather than being a gut-related poison, it's a respiratory-based poison, cyanide gas that is generated, like you say. And so the animal dies from central nervous failure, like you say, in a matter of minutes. It's a pretty gruesome death.
Exactly. It really is. It really is a cruel device. And these devices are indiscriminate, too. So while there may be targeting different native predators or so-called nuisance species, like coyotes or foxes, they can easily take a domestic dog just as well.
And that's happened. So as we started to read more and more about this, you read about the accidents where domestic dogs and even people have been hurt by these, right?
That's correct. Yeah. And they've definitely killed numerous domestic dogs. So, for example, just in 2017, a young boy hiking on land managed by the Bureau of Land Management behind his house in Idaho was severely injured, and he watched tragically as his dog died right before his eyes after accidentally triggering an M44 device that was placed just yards away from his home in one of his favorite hiking spots. And this isn't the only case. Also that year in 2017, two other family dogs died in Wyoming while their family was out hiking on public land. And, you know, despite the use restrictions and labeling requirements that mandate that wildlife services put signs out and notify local authorities when these devices are being used, unfortunately, there's just no enforcement of those requirements. And wildlife services often ignores these basic precautions and puts the public health and safety at risk.
Who's putting these? I know you mentioned wildlife services, but why are these? Who decides where these devices go? And where?
Well, Wildlife Services is actually one of the primary registered users of these devices. It is a restricted use pesticide.
Right.
So only people with a specific license can actually deploy these devices. And so Wildlife Services is an arm of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. And for those of your listeners who maybe aren't familiar with this entity, it's primarily an agency, an arm of the federal government that's responsible for killing native predators to prevent conflicts with livestock and other agricultural interests. And despite, you know, the availability of numerous non-lethal predator control techniques, Wildlife Services is notorious for being a rather rogue federal killing agency. Just in 2017 alone, the agency killed 2.3 million native species, including over 12,000 coyotes that were killed intentionally with M44s. And Wildlife Services isn't the single only entity that can deploy these devices. There are a couple of state departments of agriculture that are also allowed to deploy these devices as well.
So you mentioned quickly, I think, about 12,000 coyotes are killed with these M44s. But can you give us an idea of like the extent of their use and the geographic distribution of their use as well?
Yeah, well, according to Wildlife Service's own data, in 2015 and 2016, for example, M44s were used in the following states, Utah being one of them, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. So this is throughout a vast portion of our western United States in particular, but also in areas of the east as far as Virginia and West Virginia are concerned as well.
And do states have the latitude to say, no, you can't use that stuff here?
Well, actually, just last week in Oregon, there was just a legislatively banned M44 use. The governor just signed it into law.
Okay.
So it is possible. There is a precedent out there for states to ban these devices from being used. And there's also national legislation that's recently been introduced, too. It's called the Chemical Poisons Reduction Act of 2019, or Canyon's Law. And Canyon was actually the young boy that I mentioned who watched his dog die in Idaho after hiking and triggering a device. And so that's H.R. 2471, and that would ban the use of sodium cyanide for predator control efforts altogether as well.
Okay, but the Environmental Protection Agency plays a role here in the fact that they approve the registration of this M44 device, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So in 2017, I actually submitted a petition to the Environmental Protection Agency on behalf of Wild Earth Guardians and the Center for Biological Diversity and Predator Defense and a number of other conservation organizations seeking the cancellation of this federal pesticide registration for sodium cyanide, which is the lethal pesticide within the M44 device. And sodium cyanide is registered for use only by registered users under FIFRA, that's the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, and that's the law that provides the framework for federal regulation of pesticide use, sale, and registration. And importantly, the law is intended to prohibit the use of pesticides that cause unreasonable adverse effects on the environment. Mm. And so the EPA, which administers this law, does have the authority to limit the use of certain pesticides that it finds it needs to limit to prevent unreasonable adverse effects on the environment. Now, in November of last year, the EPA unfortunately denied our petition, but instead they encouraged us to voice our concerns during this pending re-registration review process that's currently underway for sodium cyanide. And so in February, we submitted substantive legal and scientific comments again requesting that the EPA cancel the registration of sodium cyanide, and thereby that would effectively ban the use of M44s nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And we just recently completed our analysis of all the comments that were submitted during the public comment period, and we found that 99.9% of commenters actually supported a ban on M44s and supported the cancellation of sodium cyanide use under FIFRA. And that's from more than 22,400 people submitted comments, and only 10 submissions asked for a renewal of this registration.
Okay, so that's pretty overwhelming. but we also learned that lots of times public comment and sentiment doesn't always mean that the public gets what it's asking for in this case.
Of course. And, well, the EPA does have some more time before it. It's conducting a Endangered Species Act Section 7 consultation, so assessing the impacts of continuing M44 use as it relates to adverse impacts to listed endangered and threatened species. And that is expected to be completed by December 31st of 2021. And so the agency has stated that it won't actually issue its final determination on whether to re-register sodium cyanide until after it completes that consultation. So we do have some time, and while the official public comment period is closed,
right.
If you were to go to the docket for the sodium cyanide registration review, you could still submit comments, and the agency would have to take them into account in its record.
Okay.
So let's circle back a little bit to that legislation that you said was recently introduced. This was bipartisan, right? So what are the next steps, and where does it stand now?
That's correct. Well, it was just recently introduced by Representatives Peter DeFazio and Matt Gaetz. And, you know, it hasn't been scheduled for a hearing that I'm aware of just yet, but we are expecting that to come up sometime soon, hopefully. And I would actually defer folks to Predator Defense, which is an environmental organization based in Oregon, but has been really working hard to push through this nationwide legislation and this national ban legislatively. And I would refer that folks to predatordefense.org to learn more and to keep up to date on what all is going on with the national legislation.
So it seems like there's a fair amount of energy behind, you know, banning these or discontinuing the use of this device. Who is advocating for it?
Mm. Well, a lot of that comes from the livestock industry and the agricultural interests. There's definitely a bit of a myth out there that coyotes and native predators are the source of all evil to livestock interests and cattle and sheep growers in particular. And, you know, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's own reports show that the primary causes of cattle and sheep deaths in the United States are actually health problems and weather and theft and other maladies, and not wolves or other native carnivores.
Right.
For example, a 2014-2015 inventory of cattle and sheep found that less than 1%, 0.4%, were actually died from any type of carnivore, including coyotes, domestic dogs, and cougars. And that's also, we must note that there's ample non-lethal techniques out there if there are conflict issues that need to be addressed.
Right.
These agricultural interests could deploy things such as range riders. They could use fladry, which is strips of flagging that's hanging from a wire fencing that blows in the wind and actually scares predators from crossing over that boundary line. Or there's various noise-scaring devices. There simply is an ample array of proven non-lethal techniques out there to control predator populations where absolutely necessary. And M44s are at the very bottom of the list as far as we're concerned, as far as having a place on our modern landscape.
And you mentioned, Kelly, that farmers and ranchers, such, can anyone call Wildlife Services and request this? Or do you actually have to sign up to be a part of this option?
Well, it depends on a state-by-state basis, I would say. It's definitely Wildlife Services is at the behest of its various, there's state departments of agriculture that can request the services of the federal Wildlife Services, or it could be individual landowners and ranchers themselves that make the request of the federal agency.
Okay. So what would you say is the possibility that this chemical, this compound, this poison actually gets banned? What is your prediction?
Well, the EPA's standard for banning this pesticide is that it needs to ban its use if there are unreasonable adverse effects on humans or the environment. And we argue that that's clearly at stake with M44 use, especially considering the fact that this is a highly lethal, highly toxic sodium cyanide gas, sodium cyanide toxin that is out on our public lands. And there's documented cases of humans triggering accidentally these devices, of them watching their domestic pet dogs on public lands triggering these devices and watching them die. There was even a recent case of a human did recently pass away last year and one of the listed causes of death is the impact of sodium cyanide poisoning when he actually accidentally triggered a device years ago on BLM land. So there's definitely the documented unreasonable adverse risks, as we would argue, at play here, that we feel very strongly that M44s and sodium cyanide use has no place on our public lands during this modern times, and we would definitely continue to advocate for a ban, whether that's legislatively or going through this wonky legal route that I am attempting under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act to try to get rid of these devices altogether.
FIFRA. Yes.
FIFRA, yep.
So can our listeners do anything? You say the public comment period is officially, formally closed. Anything else our listeners can do to obviously learn more about this and maybe somehow contact their local congressmen and senators?
Exactly. Yeah, I would say education is key. Becoming informed and sharing information about M44s first and foremost. As you mentioned at the beginning of the show, I think most members of the public do not even know that these cruel killing bombs are just could be out in their backyard, lurking in on their public landscape, and they're being used at taxpayer expense. So just getting up to speed on the issue. And then also, I would definitely recommend reaching out to elected officials. Mm-hmm. Oregon is a great example of we can put a legislative ban through at the state level, and we should be doing that at every state across the West. And also reaching out for the national legislation that's been recently introduced. Again, that's the Chemical Poisons Reduction Act of 2019. And finally, I would just refer folks to learn more at westernlaw.org is the Western Environmental Law Center's website, where we have a copy of the petition that I mentioned that we submitted and our comments that we submitted in February on our website. And then also predatordefense.org is a great resource on M44s as well. And there's even a new documentary called Lethal Control that has recently been released and is starting to be shown in communities across the West. And predatordefense.org will also have a listing of, I believe they're in Idaho right now, so mm-hmm. not quite to Utah, but you can definitely reach out and try to get a documentary screening in your community, too. It's a great overview of the issue and what all is going on.
Kelly Noakes, she's the Shared Earth Wildlife Attorney with Western Resources Law Center. Their website is westernlaw.org. Is that correct, Kelly?
That's correct. And it's the Western Environmental Law Center.
As if I don't have enough words to remember this morning to trip my tongue. The Western Environmental Resources Law Center. The Western. Okay. Thank you so much, Kelly, for joining us and sharing this really fascinating story and issue.
Thanks for your interest. I appreciate being on the show. Thank you.
All right.